Greg Rogitska died Sunday night at his home in Bethel at the age of 61. His death is a loss for the community. Rogitska grew up on the Kuskokwim, living a subsistence lifestyle and dedicating his career to championing and preserving this lifestyle he loved and knew the region depended on. The last audio KYUK recorded of Rogitska was in April, at a federal hearing on restricting king salmon fishing along the Kuskokwim River. At that hearing, this is how Rogitska introduced himself. It would have taken him a long time to introduce himself by his affiliations. To list every body he served on throughout his career could have swallowed the meeting. Over the decades, Greg Rogitska served on an exhaustive and nearly comprehensive list of international, federal, state, and tribal bodies dealing with fisheries and game along the Kuskokwim.
The Intertribal Fish Commission.
As a founding member.
Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group.
Also as a founding member.
He also served as a Board of Game member.
The Federal RAC Board.
That's the Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Committee Board.
The Natural Resource Director for ONC.
The Bethel Tribe. This was Rogitska's job at the time of his death. And the list continues, spanning across issues of salmon and moose, brown bear, caribou, and waterfowl back to the 1980s. In these constant meetings, Rogitska brought a rare intelligence, able to weave together and understand government regulation, Western science, and subsistence. For 15 years, John Linderman with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game said the state depended on Rogitska to offer this approach.
He basically had a reputation that built up is that we can count on Greg to help us with this. We can count on Greg to be able to give us the clarity and understanding that we need to make difficult decisions.
Rogitska's ability to reconcile complex information and his generosity with this knowledge permeated his interactions. Lamont Albertson, a longtime friend and a former executive director of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission, had a story about the way his friend operated.
Last summer when I had a desk for him that was just 15 feet away from his desk in the ONC building out there, is a lady came in from Kipnuk, and she had some challenges dealing with the English language and understanding some of the documents that had been forwarded to her by some Western governance organization. And Greg sat right there and explained to her what all that information meant, what she needed to do, and then ended up volunteering to help her get those things done. And this was above and beyond the work that he was required to do for ONC or for the Intertribal Fisheries Commission.
Albertson said this is just the kind of person Rogitska was, and a lot of that compassion he learned from his family. His mother was a school teacher who moved to Bethel with him and his brothers when Rogitska was an adolescent. He graduated from Bethel Regional High School and attended classes at the UAF Kuskokwim University campus. Later, he married his wife, Josie, who was from Kweethluk, and together they had two sons, Basil and Norman. His many friends say Rogitska loved Bethel. He loved the life a person could live here, and he lived that life entirely.
He was very much a Yupik that's not a Yupik.
Timothy Andrew helped organize the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission, which Rogitska sat on.
You know, he did the steam bath, the wood gathering, the harvesting of resources, bringing it all home for his wife, for his family to share with the community. And he was able to understand a lot more Yupik than any other non-Yupik person would.
With this deep perspective of both the Yupik and Western worldview, Rogitska's friend Lamont Albertson called Rogitska a peacemaker between the cultures.
Because he knew how both sides looked at things. He knew the challenges of the different interpretations that people can get from information, and he just worked to resolve those sort of miscommunications and misunderstandings.
And where there were these gaps, Rogitska helped to close them. For instance, he helped develop a program where subsistence fishermen would get paid to collect biological data for the state. The program still exists and brings fishermen and managers into a shared process. Beverly Hoffman was a witness to this work as she served alongside Rozhitska on various tribal, state, and federal bodies. She says building these bridges of understanding is what Rozhitska dedicated his life to.
He was so great at it, and he's just going to be missed. It's going to take two or three people to fill his shoes.
Rozhitska's distinct, gravelly voice was a pillar not only in fish and game meetings, but also on KYUK. To end with, here's a clip of Greg Rozhitska from last summer, crossing some bridges during a KYUK call-in show on fisheries. You'll hear him explaining to a local caller why gear restrictions are needed amid declining king salmon runs.
Depending on what size kicker you got nowadays, it reminded me of my father-in-law saying that when they used to come to Bethel to buy groceries, it was a three-day trip. It took you afternoon to come down, took a couple hours to take care of business, and 2 days to row back. So that's part of what this whole struggle and where we are in the conservation mode, and continue trying to do our best to give people as much chance as they got, but recognizing the extreme efficiency that we have now with that with modern technology gear that affects so much of all our lives and has changed it so dramatically just in the last two generations.
That's Greg Rozhitska in June of 2016. He died Sunday. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.